You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, October 11th. Joining me by phone this morning, Dr. Charles Brown, Assistant Professor of Music and Director of Choral Activities at Concordia University Chicago, my alma mater as well. Dr. Brown, welcome to His Time.
Thank you for having me, Andy. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Glad to have you this morning. And things are gearing up for concerts with the Capella, the choir from Concordia University Chicago. Tell me a little bit about the history of the Capella at Concordia University.
Well, the Capella, if we really were to go full back, I mean, it goes, almost 150 years where the school's been in existence. But the Capella has been, the nomenclature of the Capella has been coined by Dr. Thomas Geeshan, and that had been termed a while back, and I don't know exactly the year that it happened, but Dr. Geeshan started conducting the college choir in 1957, I think, and over time changed the name to the Capella. And so before Dr. Geeshan, there was Vic Hildner, who conducted for a number of years, and then the long-standing conductor before Vic Hildner was, I want to make sure I have it right, it's Albert Beck, who for over 40 years conducted the group.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's it definitely has a long history. And Kurt Amosch was the conductor, was my predecessor most immediately. Who conducted right in the 90s, right after Dr. Geeshan's retirement. And so I've been there since 2000.
Tell me about the music that Capella prepares and performs.
Primarily, when we go on tour, we're there to serve the congregations we sing for, and depending upon the liturgical calendar. So, for example, this tour in the fall, which coming up very quickly, is celebrating music primarily of the Reformation. And on spring tour, it usually takes a Lenten kind of flavor. So we'll explore almost exclusively sacred music, and we do that really unashamedly. And because there's a good connection that we have when we go from congregation to congregation on our tours. And sometimes there may be a piece that's not necessarily church music, but sometimes concert music, but something that will speak to the theme and to the message of our program.
Most certainly. And so you have a concert coming up very soon, this Friday, in St. Louis at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection, and that's on Sappington Road here in St. Louis, Friday at 7 p.m. Tell me about what you're preparing for this presentation.
This presentation, it's several things. One is, in October, things get really busy at Concordia. In addition to touring, we have a conference that we host every year called Lectures in Church Music, the Weihmesserli Lectures in Church Music. And so we're going to be the featured choir at lectures with a hymn festival using Robert Hobby's music. And why do I say this now? It happens to be that our tour is right before the conference. And so we have to accomplish two objectives simultaneously. One is a fall tour, and two is lectures in church music. So we're incorporating about half of our program of music, church music, set by Robert Hobby. So there are going to be some hymn concertados that the congregation will get to sing with us, and we'll have things printed in the bulletin. But then we're also going to be singing some really substantial church music motets of time. For example, a wonderful piece by Stephen Paulus called Pilgrim's Hymn, which is calling upon the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That begins the program. And then I incorporated all the hymn, concertato music, and other motets throughout. This other evocative piece I've been waiting to do for years by Charles Stanford called Beati Quorum Via, which is blessed is he whose walk is undefiled, who walks in the way of the Lord. And so it's a really, it's just a very meditative piece. But, you know, from an early 20th century English standpoint. And then another jewel that we're going to be singing is by Josef Rheinberger, who late 19th century and would be considered in the style of Johannes Brahms, for those who understand the music of Brahms. It's Stay With Us, Lord, For It Is Evening. And so so a lot of these big pieces are our overall arching theme to the music of motets. Then we have the hymns, the standard Reformation, A Mighty Fortress, Salvation Unto Us Has Come. And there's even a piece that the cappella gets to do an arrangement of Jesus Loves Me, and then We Were Baptized Into Christ Jesus. And that is the, I'm trying to think of if I could tell you that the piece is by John Mulvesacker, who composed Born in Crying. And so the congregation gets to sing that refrain. It's very accessible and very, it's a very inviting piece for people to sing.
What is the role of the choir in the church, Dr. Brown? Where does that choir fit in the life of the congregation, the life of the church?
In the life of the church, primarily, I think, is to just be one of the main models of singing in response to God's gift of salvation. It's just, well, sometimes we're caught with so much of a busy life that we sometimes lose heart of why we're going to church. And sometimes I hear so many times congregations that just kind of sing with an underwhelmed fervor. And I think the choir is there to help with that, but lead the charge, if you will, in singing the message of salvation.
We have someone in studio this morning that wants to say hi.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Brown.
Hello.
A voice from your past.
A voice from my past. But this is sort of like, this is your life.
a cappella alumnus?
Yes. Yeah, that was 6 years ago.
I should say alumni.
Okay.
Good grief. I'm dating you.
Did I get this right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I'm not too far off my rocker today. That's very good. What a nice surprise.
We have our very own cappella alumni here in studio this morning. Excited about your tour coming to St. Louis to celebrate that music with us as well.
Oh, that's perfect.
Now,
yeah.
Now Sarah, how long did you sing? Sarah Gulseth here at Worldwide KFU. Sarah, how long did you sing with cappella?
2.5 years.
Well, at Concordia University.
Best 2.5 years of my life.
What was the highlight of being involved with cappella while at Concordia?
I mean, you become such a family when you're in that choir singing under Dr. Brown, you know, the best conductor ever. I'm biased. But going on tours, I think, is one of those experiences that you don't really realize until you graduate. That it's one of the best times you're ever going to have in your life, because you get to, you get to sing all this beautiful music with your friends, and you really get to see the impact that music has on the people that you're singing for and with.
Dr. Brown, what is it about choral music, singing together as a choir? There's a uniqueness to that you don't find in any other kind of music, perhaps. How would you describe that choral singing?
Well, that choral singing, I think here's where we're getting philosophically, right? where I like to live and breathe. I'll take it back to the creation story, where God breathed his spirit into Adam. And so the word ruach is the word I'll use a lot with the choir, because before we actually sing, we have to breathe together, because if we don't really breathe together, the sound isn't going to be unified. And so that we sing with that same spirit. And here, this is the text that speaks about Christ's love, Christ's forgiveness, his mercy. And so that, through music, that gives us the ability, to ponder this text, to say that this is why we exist, that we are gathered in love, that God has drawn us together, and we therefore get to share that message. And I think that's what Sarah is also touching on, is that when everybody shares that, there's a deepening of a relationship that sometimes you really can't get in other activities.
And I think that that hit me, and I know a lot of others, when we toured in France, and the one piece that we sang was Alleluia, and that's the only word in the piece. So, you know, you got to connect on a deeper level, and you really understood what those words meant, because you know, we speak English and they speak French, but with that one word, we were connecting with the audience members, and it was a really magical kind of experience for us.
Now, here you go. This relates to international tours. That's when our mission gets tested, because I say simply that the message of Capella is to sing the gospel message as beautifully as possible. That's it. And so when we go to other languages, there we have our great challenge. So when we were in Poland in a little over a year and a half ago, it was on Pentecost, and we were in a town called Pyszczyna, and the folks brought their hymnals, they were ready to sing, and it was a liturgical music. We as Americans kind of really felt lost because we were a little shell-shocked because of the language. But there was a familiarity. We prepared two Teze pieces that were in Polish. And so we sang this message. And then the pastor mentioned in the sermon that even though we aren't Polish speakers, we sang something in Polish, and they understood the message, the gospel. And then we didn't know until afterward that we sang Walter Pelt's setting of Peace I Leave With You. That was the central verse of the gospel lesson that day, and the pastor spent time preaching on it. But we didn't know until after we were done performing, and that was the very last piece that we performed in our set. Only the Holy Spirit can do that, putting all those pieces together.
Sarah's got goosebumps.
That's why I feel really excited and really emboldened to do what I do here, because that's why we sing.
Bringing that good news of Jesus in a very beautiful form. There are also benefits beyond just that time that you're together singing together. There are benefits from choral singing. I've seen research in the last couple of years that show there are some cognitive benefits to choral singing as well that help us maintain those cognitive skills in our latter years.
That's right. It's partly connecting both hemispheres of the brain that, you know, that pass through the whole corpus callosum and just creates all these wonderful, neurotransmitter firings throughout your body. And so it's definitely not only in terms of that, but also that sense of community that brings people, there's a deeper empathy, I think, that people feel with one another. So with the cognitive and the emotional things, those two are really wonderfully uniquely connected when they sing.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the upcoming event.
Sure.
Coming up Friday night, Friday, October 14th, 7 p.m., mm-hmm. Capella will be presenting, of Concordia University Chicago, will be presenting here at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection, 9907 Sappington Road.
Mm-hmm.
And you shared with us a little bit about the music that's coming up this evening, a little bit more about the lineup, and who will tell us a little bit about the students who will be a part of this Capella tour.
The students are a mix of majors throughout the university. So it's, I don't want to give away your age on the radio, Andy, but I'm thinking when you were a student, you probably had a lot of church, your traditional base students.
Mm-hmm.
They all knew each other, they can play Lutheran bingo, and within two names, you could pretty much find out you're related on some level in a very wonderful way, okay? And we still do that when we're at the publicity table afterwards. Like, I know you, and I had two students one year found that they were second cousins. It was really a beautiful thing. Now, we have students now who come from throughout Illinois and from different majors. Some are majoring in music, some are in education, some are in church music. We have business, we have marketing. We have still our traditional pre-SEM students that we have we have an upsurge in pre-SEM students at Concordia. We feel really blessed and fortunate with that. We also have students who are in art, and so a lot of the liberal arts and even in some of our liberal studies, but I want to say we have this graduate innovative programs degree paths that students take, and we have a few people in that. We're starting to get an uptick in theater students too. So social work, you can kind of name your major, except for we don't have an engineering degree. but we have a lot of not-for-profit kinds of degree programs too. There are too many that I can actually describe right here in one little sound bite. So I'm kind of flailing to give all of them. But it's a big mix of students that we have in the ensemble.
And so, you know, in order to participate in tour like this, these students have to stay on top of their studies as well as all of the preparations for the tour. So they're working pretty hard to do both, to prepare great music and present a wonderful performance, and also to stay on top of their academics.
They are, yeah. And I think it gets a little harder with some the myriad activities, whether it's a sporting activity, whether it's a theater production coming up. So they do have to do their extra homework for their all their academic disciplines, which I consider music to be an academic discipline. And so they're even taking time outside of rehearsal practicing in their mm-hmm. sections.
And I would say for us here at KFUO, it really paid off because it produced some great talent in Sarah. We're very grateful to have her on team here as well. She's doing a fantastic job. So thanks for all that you did at Concordia University to send her our way.
Well, it's just a joy to serve. So it's the joy of seeing how she's thriving. So
thanks, Dr. Brown.
Tell Luther I said hello, too.
Oh, I will.
One of the little-known facts folks may not know is that as Sarah considers herself, I think the phrase is hymn nerd.
Yes.
And helps us with developing our music library here at KFUO as well. I think in 2017, you'll see some great stuff coming our way.
Wonderful.
Well, Dr. Brown, God's blessing, safe travels. Looking forward to the concert coming up Friday, October 14th at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection here in St. Louis with Capella from Concordia University Chicago. Thanks for being our guest, Dr. Brown.
Thank you so much, Andy. Blessings to you as well.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. Sarah, have a wonderful day. Thanks for coming in.
You too.
Join the Concordia University Chicago Capella Choir for an evening of beautiful music with a Reformation theme. As part of their annual fall concert tour, the Premier Choral Ensemble will present a free concert titled Hymns of the Reformation on Friday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection, located at 9907 Sappington Road in St. Louis. For more information, contact Justin Nabach at 314-843-6633.